You know, there's a word for politicians who propose one set of rules for themselves and a different one for everyone else. That word is hypocrite.
Dale Butlin speaks for Innovation Ohio. The liberal think tank is blasting Republican legislators and officials who support the new law cutting the bargaining power of unions representing government employees, especially legislators and officials who've done nothing to cut their own pay and benefits. The group notes Republican Governor John Kasich remains eligible for 3% yearly step increases in his $148,000 yearly salary, while the new law ends step increases for rank-and-file government workers. Innovation Ohio says while Republican lawmakers use the word sacrifice to describe what government workers should do to help out financially beleaguered cities, schools, and taxpayers, the new law does not require legislators to sacrifice at all. They continue to earn a yearly base salary of more than $60,000, with many getting leadership bonuses of several thousand more. Innovation Ohio President Janetta King says the governor's cabinet officials are also inconsistent because they accept healthy pay and benefit packages, but back reforms that will hurt average government workers.
Kasich's 27 cabinet members earn an average base salary of more than $131,000 per year, and at least 22 of them each receive an additional $6,600 per year in car allowances.
The Republican-controlled Ohio Senate okayed the idea of a 5% pay cut for state legislators, but the Republican-dominated House never went along, and the plan died. Butlin's take on that?
They're all for pay and benefit cuts, as long as those cuts apply to police, firefighters, and teachers, but not to themselves. They think paid leave and sick days should be limited, as long as they are free to miss work whenever they want and still get paid.
One Republican lawmaker that Innovation Ohio is calling a hypocrite says the group is flat out wrong. State Representative Lou Blessing says, first of all, the new limits on union bargaining power don't necessarily mean pay cuts for government workers. Second, he notes, state legislators haven't received a pay hike themselves since 2008.
The legislators, they haven't had a pay increase in 3 or 4 years, and there's no intention to do that.
Why didn't you support the idea of legislators cutting their pay 5%?
Because it's not merited. I earn my pay. I think that was just political baloney. So they can say in an ad, gee, you know, they didn't support a pay cut. Well, no, I don't support a pay cut. Republicans earn their money. Apparently, Democrats don't, and they feel they should be paid less. That may be true. Maybe we'll just cut the Democrats' pay.
A spokesman for the Vote Yes campaign on State Issue 2 says legislators and their staffers already are living under standards that the new collective bargaining law would require for city, county, and school workers. Here's Jason Mock.
The elected officials and their staffs and those that do not belong to government labor unions already pay 15% of their health care premium. They already pay 10% of their wages toward a very generous pension.
Governor Kasich's press secretary is Rob Nichols. He calls the accusations from Innovation Ohio
more incoherent babblings from Ted Strickland's former staffers who apparently don't know they lost an election 9 months ago.
Still, Innovation Ohio thinks it's on to something. Again, Dale Butland.
I think if voters knew the extent of the perks and the privileges and the pay that these folks are getting, they would be shocked. I think they would be outraged.
And Butland hopes that would translate into more no votes in November against State Issue 2, the new collective bargaining law. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.